Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 8:40, up one on the open. March, 8:54, down a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:17, up three on the open. March, 8:36, down one. July, 7:13, up three. September, 7:16, up five on the open. December corn opened at 3.83, down 2.75 on the open. March, $4, down 3.25. May, 4.10, down 3.25. July, 4.19, down 3.25. September, 4.26, down a half. December of next year, 4.27.5, down 3.5. March of 2009, 4.33.25, down 2.25 on the open. January soybeans open at 10.93. Down 10.75 on the open. March, 11.08, down 13. May, 11.16, down 10. July, 11.17, down 11.75. September, 10.64, down 8. November, 10.23, down 14.5 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 290, down 290 on the open. January, 293, down $3. December soybean oil opened at 46.20, down 49 on the open. January, 46.90, down 40. And then in the livestock, December live cattle opened at 96.70, down 20 on the open. February, 98.55, up 2.5. April, 98.95, down 7.5. June, 94.40, down 10 on the open. January feeders opened at 111.30, up 35 on the open. March, 111.45, up 20. April, 112.40, unchanged on the open. December lean hogs opened at 54.70, down 70 on the open. February, 62.10, down 47.5. April, 66.50, down 40. May, 72.90, down 80 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 94.20, up 222.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Let's begin in the soybean market, where if I'm looking at my January chart, I see that we have tested to the downside a long-term trend line drawn through February of 07, July and September highs. And just below that trend line is also the 10-day moving average. The question I have to you is, are traders of a mindset that breaks in here are to be bought?
I think that they are more of that idea than not, Dave. I think that, you know, a strong close below the 1090 on a closing basis might weaken that thought a little bit. But as of right now, we're cautiously looking ahead to the stock, the crude oil and distillate stocks report coming up later this week and seeing. But, of course, the word from OPEC of pumping more fuel and everything along the way like that, and with crude down 241 this morning, they're a little bit cautious that way. The bean oil, of course, following very closely to that, down 44 on the Dece and the March down 55 on the bean oil. And, of course, that's where all the pressure is coming from in the bean market today.
So what are you looking for in this bean market by the end of the week then?
Well, I think a lot of it is going to be told in the story of the distillate stocks that we get later this week. I think that we're going to be watching what crude does very much because this has been a bean oil-led bean rally, as we well know. We are also going to be watching the weather starting here pretty soon in South America because their growing season, you know, has started and underway here, and the weather down there is going to be very much a part of the the program here is what we're looking at. And that's supposed to be dry this week, but they're going to be watching real close to see what the forecast for next week is in some of the drier areas in South America, Dave.
I think that weekly inventory comes out on Wednesday, and given the crude oil price action this morning, which has broken the 10-day moving average, challenged the 20-day moving average, traders are of a mindset that stocks may be a little bit bigger than expected.
That would be the indication we're seeing there, of course, Dave, I mean, with them being down. And there again, will we look at that report? Will we sort of brush it aside and say colder weather next week, increased usage of heating oil? I don't know.
Putting a double top in that bean oil, I mean, in the crude oil chart off of the last three or four trading sessions, and that needs maybe to bear watching as well. As you look over at the corn market, will we know quite a bit more about how the rest of the December plays out after we see what deliveries are on Friday?
Deliveries and, of course, then the December stocks report might be sort of a when we look at the number and see that it's going to be a good-sized number, even if we have been exporting a lot here, Dave, you know, we're still looking at a very good carryover, and it will be a reminder of how big that number of stocks we have on hand is at that point in time. And I think that's the one thing that's kept corn from just running away to the top side is we do still have very good stocks right now. We haven't taken away the acres for next year. A lot of talk about a lot of fertilizer put on early that looks like a lot of areas are going to stay strong in corn production. But the beans, still trying to buy a few more acres. And how many more acres have we really secured in South America? There hasn't been a lot of talk about that. But we feel that when it's all said and done, there'll probably be a few more acres down there than what they've been telling us.
So where, based on the price action that you're seeing, what is your best guesstimate to where traders are on the idea of corn to soybean acres for next year?
Well, I think we're probably switching 5 to 6 million acres of corn to beans as we speak. As the fertilizer prices continue to increase, we had an individual in here just 10 minutes ago that was telling us that his expense to put out a crop of corn, not considering any machinery or land costs, was $300 an acre. And as we look at that and see what it is, that there's going to be a few acres switched to beans just because of financing, Dave.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, where we have had a 50% retracement this week of the move from the top to the down of the current move. Is there something going on here in the wheat market beyond what is generally thought to be fairly thin volume trading?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I mean, of course, we've seen a little more business, cash business done over the last 2 weeks. That, of course, tells us that, you know, it reminds us that daily that there aren't a lot of free stocks out there for the moment. The other thing, of course, is the crop ratings went down yesterday afternoon and reminds us that maybe we aren't quite as big as some of we were thinking moving on that way. But all in all, I think that the price has rationed demand. It was starting to get to the levels where the rationing was, where there were people were willing to buy at again. And we need to raise the price back up to keep that rationing available for the rest of this year.
So do rallies need to be sold or not need to be sold in old crop?
I think that we need to look not at the very close old crop, but a little farther out in the old crop, and I think the rallies do need to be sold.
And in the new crop, we probably ought to be doing something with these prices at $7 for hedgers?
Oh, I believe so, Dave. I think that, that's just unheard ofly good prices, and I think with the amount of acres that we have planted and the weather that we have coming on, the rains seem to be doing a little better in a lot of places. I think that this is just a real opportunity to make a very good return on wheat this year.
What month do you like to do some option strategy in at the moment?
Well, I think, we're bear spread on the March-May wheat right now for a play, and then like I say, and of course for new crop, boy, basically we need to stick ourselves out in the July because it will separate itself coming down the lane here, especially to the, as things go down the road.
Turn your attention over to the Merck, or not the Merck, but CME Group Livestock. You've got to get used to saying these new things. What do you see there?
Of course, we're under a little bit of pressure here today. We're 93 bid on cash cattle with not hardly anything moving. The box Prices were strong yesterday, but not a lot of trade happening there. And we see a little weakness in the cash hog market over the last couple of days. So, I mean, along the way, we're seeing a little bit of a setback here. We think that if we'd break a little more here, that probably not today, but maybe down the road by the end of the week, why, if we continue to see a little break like this, we might be buyers in both the cattle and the hogs, Dave.
At what point would you anticipate, Wayne, that we begin to detach the strong influence that these outside markets have had on the commodities, the grain commodities, over the, the last 3-4 months?
Unfortunately, right now, Dave, we're talking about grain and energies in just about the same sentence every time we talk about them. So it's going to be a very good question to ask, but I've also got to say that we don't see it being detached here in the next month.
So at least 30 days, and it could be months and months and months, I suppose.
Yes, it could, Dave.
Thank you very much, Wayne, for your time this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. And when we do, we see that December corn is trading at 383.5, down 2.25. March, $4.75, down 2.5. May, 410.75, down 2.5. And December at 429.25, down 1.75. January beans trading 1091.5, down 12.25. March, 1108, down 13. May, 1114, down 12. And November at 1029.5, down 8. December wheat, 821, up 7. March, 843, up 9. July, 717, up 7. AM 580 Agriculture has a listening comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.